Lamar White of the Bayou Brief. And Lamar White, I don't know if you heard any of that, but Senator Milkovich is a Democrat in the state legislature, and he is one who John Bel Edwards has to work with as a member of his party. And you can imagine what it's like for Governor Edwards and Senator Milkovich, who probably disagree on just about everything, even though they're in the same party.
Yeah, I guess minimally they're in the same party. That was a little strange. I only heard the last, 5 minutes of it. A little strange and conspiratorial. But I guess I'll check out his book now.
Well, he's got a point of view, and he's a bright man, and as I said, an able lawyer. I've seen that firsthand, and a guy who was at one time more than willing to take on the establishment. This is something. I would imagine this book would have likely come from another source other than a Democratic member of the state legislature in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, like I said, marginally a Democrat.
Well,
I guess we'll claim him.
He is not switched. John Kennedy switched, as we know. Bill Cassidy switched 15 years ago when Cassidy was 46 and Kennedy was 52. They were still lifelong Democrats. What happened to them?
You know, I mean, it's a question about what happened to the Democratic Party as well. I guess that the state of Louisiana became redder, and in order to win a competitive election in this state, it was easier to become a Republican. I'm not really sure that there's any magical answer about this, except this is what it took to win.
Well, they did win, and quite possibly will be there for a while, but Senator Kennedy, as we know, is testing the waters to perhaps run for governor, and if he does, that election, by the way, is 1 year and 3 days away. Do you think he will run, Lamar?
I don't think he'll run. I think that he's gotten so much national attention and positive attention as the junior senator from Louisiana, that I can't imagine him wanting to risk that seat. I mean, he wouldn't really risk it. If he loses, he's still there. But it would force him to go back to a lot of his donors and go back to the well. I think that he seems comfortable in his spot right now in the Senate.
But he is a man who likes to run. There have been 10 campaigns for John Neely Kennedy since 1991 when he first ran for attorney general and lost to Richard Ayoub, and Benny Baggert finished third in that race. I would imagine as each day goes by and there's no Republican stepping to the plate to run, that John Kennedy, he's getting that itch, Lamar. He's getting that itch. I wouldn't be surprised. We'll talk more with Lamar White of the Bayou Brief. Your number is 877-217-5757. Back after this pause on 89.3 WRKF. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And again, we'd love to hear from you in day seven of our Fall Member Fest, 855-893-9753. Pledge online at WRKF.org at any time, 855-893-9753. And you hear people of all political stripes on our show, and you're hearing that right now. Lamar White, who, of course, is a Democrat and the publisher of the Bayou Brief. You can read about his work online by going to the Bayou Brief. He's with us now, and we were preceded by John Milkovich, who's a Democrat, but maybe the most conservative Democrat in all of America. He proudly called himself a Dixiecrat. When a caller gave him that name, he said, "I take that as a compliment." You can imagine the emails are fast and furious about Senator Milkovich. Catherine Wells writes, Senator Milkovich would better serve his constituents if he put all that energy it took to write a smear campaign against Robert Mueller into investigating and chronicling Donald J. Trump's illegal activities. John West from New Roads writes, Elvis is alive in Mueller's basement. 877-217-5757. John Kennedy has, we were talking about him, Lamar. He has a way with words, and the national media just can't get enough of him. I turned on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and there front and center is the show, as we know, that parodies national politics, was a portrayal of John Neely Kennedy, junior senator from Louisiana. Bill Cassidy may be jealous. He's the senior senator and gets, what, maybe one-tenth, one-twentieth the publicity of John Kennedy?
And it's the second week in a row that they've had a John Kennedy caricature on SNL. Imagine that Senator Cassidy could be a little jealous, but John Kennedy's got these great one-liners. He probably has a binder full of one-liners that he rolls out.
Remember when Mitt Romney said, we've got a lot of women in binders?
Right.
John Kennedy, he probably goes to page 13 and says, I haven't used this one yet. This one's pretty good.
I think you may be spot on this.
And some of them are quite funny, I must say. But John Neely Kennedy, who in 1969 graduated from Zachary High School, his stated goal was to be president of the United States. And some believe that his first step is to be governor of the great state of Louisiana. And if he's going to announce, he probably has to do so soon. Lamar White says he doesn't think Senator Kennedy will. But Kennedy cast a vote in favor of Brett Kavanaugh, as did Bill Cassidy, and as it turned out, they were the deciding votes in a 50-48 vote in the United States Senate. What do you make of those votes? I would think in Louisiana it probably will have minimal impact on them, but nonetheless, they are the reason that Brett Kavanaugh is the 114th U.S. Supreme Court Justice.
I just think it's a shame. I think that you're right. It's not going to have any impact. Minimal impact here in Louisiana. I think in most red states, it probably won't have much of an impact at all. Of course, the polling suggests that nationally it's unpopular. There are more people opposed to the Kavanaugh nomination that were for it. But I think that we're going to reflect back on this the same way that we're reflecting back on Clarence Thomas with a great deal of shame about the allowing this man to serve on the court. There are plenty of other justices, conservative justices, or judges, rather, that would have been fine candidates, much more qualified and less tainted than Judge Kavanaugh was. So I think it's regrettable.
877-217-5757, David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on the air with Lamar White.
Good morning, gentlemen. I listened, unfortunately, to some right-wing hate conservative talk radio where lies are the normal rule of the day. But it's really sad when the President of the United States is quoted in the New York Times as saying the protesters protesting the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh were paid by George Soros, and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Charles Grassley, agrees with the President, who makes up lies. Now, it's sad when you hear this from the right-wing goofballs on talk radio, but when it comes from the President and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, it's frightening.
Your thoughts, Lamar White. Thank you, David. Lamar, is David exactly on to something?
Yeah, I think David's exactly right. It is a shame and it's scary. It's also very bizarre. I mean, the idea that Dr. Ford was a plant set up by Democrats, that this is all just one big hoax, it's nutty. It's a little unhinged. And you have to wonder about where this man gets his news.
Well, Dr. Ford, according to one poll, is believed by 86% of the Democrats. Brett Kavanaugh is believed by 84% of the Republicans. This emphasizes the division we have in America. It's apparent in Louisiana. Where do we go from here?
You know, I think that with respect to Kavanaugh, I think that what we'll see is that Chief Justice Roberts is not going to assign him any major opinions. It'll be relegated sort of like Clarence Thomas as a minor figure in the court. So to that extent, I don't think that on certain split decisions, yeah, he's going to make a big impact. But I don't think that he's going to play a prominent role on the court. Now, where do we go from here in a larger sense? I mean, we're talking about the Me Too movement. I think we have still a long ways to go. And if anything, we've learned that from the last 2 weeks.
Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Hi, Phil. You're on the air with Lamar White.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I'd like to see this. Is this true? I saw a report that stated that Mr. Kavanaugh had never tried a case in court, that he went directly from law school to being appointed a judge by the Bush administration and gratitude to his part in helping to stop the vote count in Florida in the 2000 election. I wonder if that's true. I mean, he never tried a case. I mean, I think that's a serious failing for somebody who's on the Supreme Court.
Lamar, you're a lawyer. What do you think?
I believe that is true. And I think that Kavanaugh is a political creature. I think he, you know, we saw that in his second round of hearings, where he just, the gloves were off, and he demonstrated that he was less of a fair-minded judge and more of a political figure and a partisan figure. Not necessarily sure it disqualifies him from being a justice, but just because he hasn't tried a case, but I can see why a lot of people would be alarmed by that.
Now, as we know, President Clinton got a lot of grief, perhaps justly so, when he got on a plane with Loretta Lynch during an FBI investigation of his wife, and they had a secret conversation that presumably was about baseball and things like that. Well, yesterday, President Trump was on a plane with Mr. Rosenstein, who is the Deputy Attorney General, and I don't hear much complaint about that. What's the difference?
There's actually, it's way worse what's going on right now with Trump and Rosenstein. But, you know, I think the truth is that Rosenstein probably has very little effect over the investigation. He plays more of a ministerial or perfunctory role than Lynch did at the time. And I, you know, I've read accounts of what Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch spoke about, and I think you're right. It sounded rather boring, and there were witnesses there, and it would have been extraordinary if he had tried to interfere in anything. But I don't know if Rosenstein even has the ability to do what a lot of Republicans think he can do. I think he plays a ministerial role at this point.
All right, 877-217-5757. A few minutes, we're going to hear from Ian Burney of the Louisiana International Film Festival. But Matt Doyle says Dan downtown's been waiting. Dan, you're on the air with Lamar White. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Does it seem that the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation had set out their expectations about what they wanted on the courts?
All right, is that what caused Brett Kavanaugh to be appointed?
Yeah, that's absolutely what caused him to be appointed. I think they had 25 different nominees that they said were all equally qualified in their minds, and Kavanaugh, of course, was one of them. And also, you know, because he served on the D.C. circuit, it made him stand out more than the rest, I think.
Well, we thank you as always, and let's
thank you, Jim.
Talk again soon. Lamar White, The Bayou Brief.